Jo Ellen Litz started learning about water at a young age by trout fishing with her father in clean water and swimming with her mother in not as clean water.
A day or two after I would be swimming, I'd feel hurt in my skin, sometimes on my forearms and sometimes in my ears, sometimes on the back of my calves, and it would erupt into a boil, multiple boils. And it was many years later, I learned about pig farms and the manure can pollute the water. Well, sure enough, there was a pig farm at the headwaters to Lions Lake.
Litz carried these lessons about water with her. She first got involved in the Watershed Association because of a landfill that was planned near the headwaters of the Swatara.
We had made, oh goodness, around a dozen trips to the courthouse in Schuylkill County to listen to testimony from all kinds of expert witnesses and attorneys. And I think it was my informal, formal education on clean water.
The landfill eventually went in.
One of the life lessons that I learned was when you go to court, you don't always get your own way. Rule number one, you have to be willing to negotiate and compromise. And that's basically what happened with the landfill.
But because of the legal fight, people in the watershed got more of a say, and some restrictions were added. Litz only became more determined.
People called me the spark plug. I was just so excited to work on these projects with these smart people because I didn't consider myself as bright as them, just good at organizing and that sort of thing.
At the helm, she has led many cleanup and conservation efforts and increased recreational and educational opportunities in the watershed.
Mackin Engineering helped us create this rivers conservation plan. From that, we identified projects and prioritized them. And high up there was a, believe it or not, a water trail. A water trail is connecting the communities. It gets people out on the water, experiencing what clean water is like, or seeing problems that need to be cleaned up. But it's a unifying factor. Once you're on the water, you feel like you're in a frontier, like a wilderness, because you don't know where you are.
The water trail is 60 miles long, stretching from Pine Grove in Schuylkill County to the Susquehanna River. Litz and her group organized trips down the trail and litter cleanups with groups of volunteers, including Boy and Girl Scouts. She says they would find tires and refrigerators. Even though the kids couldn't pull the heavy trash out of the streams themselves, Litz says this kind of involvement set an example and helped turn some young people into stewards and advocates for the environment.
It all starts with involving children and having these programs that they can become educated and take over. It's their water we're protecting because they're our future. So, you know, now they are the ones that are going to have to teach the following generations.
There are big challenges ahead. Litz says Lebanon County is the second fastest growing county in the state, and development is causing problems for the creeks and streams.
We have lots of massive warehouses, one after the other, and we have the Interstates 81, 78, the Turnpike. So we have all these massive developments, which creates massive water runoff. It's not just the quality of water, but the quantity of water. Those two have got to be uppermost in everyone's mind.
After 30 years leading the Swatara Watershed Association, Litz says she feels like she's leaving the group in good hands and has set a good foundation for future leaders.
This Swatara Water Trail is so important. And now we have a rail trail going north to south that from Bunker Hill all the way up through Swatara State Park will parallel each other going up through. So hikers will see people paddling. Paddlers will be seeing people hiking and biking along the rail trail. And so we have set people up for future recreation.